KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The DA in eThekwini says it's asked the municipality for a status report on public transport project Go Durban. The project, which is aimed at providing affordable transport to people in disadvantaged areas, was meant to be launched in 2017. But the city was hit by repeated delays, and at this point there's no indication when Go Durban will be rolled out. The DA, Zamani Kuswayo, says human settlements and infrastructure needs to give feedback on the progress it's made on the 8 billion rand initiative.
We don't even have a single Go Durban bus. What happened before, they used to have about, 23 buses. I'm not sure about the number, but they had two buses were designed. And they said it's a God-given basis. Actually, it was not a God-given basis. We need a full report about this.
He says they've asked the presidential task team to intervene. A retired neurosurgeon who's on a mission to help children in need says he was inspired by his own experience during the Rwandan genocide. Dr. Andre Hattings on a 7,000-kilometer motorbike ride across South Africa to raise funds for vulnerable children's medical care. His 21-day trip that started in the Western Cape has now brought him to KZN.
And I was a volunteer in Rwanda during the genocide. And there were a million people apparently killed at the time we were there. And of that million people were 36,000 children. But for each child who was killed, there must have been 8, 9 or 10 children who was injured. And there was virtually nobody that was going to assist them or was lending assistance to them. Then I made a promise that one day I'll do something for the children.
Hattings non-profit Pediatric Care Africa provides free medical examinations for children in small towns. He says everyone deserves access to health care. He's being supported by various groups and organizations.
They sponsor me per kilometer. Before we start, we take a photographed odometer, and of course it's verified, and when we're finished, we do it the same way to make sure that I actually do travel the exact distance that we say we do. Of course, there's a lot of photographic evidence as we go along. Motorbike Club around South Africa, they do fundraising for us as well, and when we visit their areas, they give us some funding. And we also sell a cookbook. I wrote the cookbook especially for this ride. It's called Cooking of Doc, and we sell that as well. So there's a whole variety.
And Russia says its troops have downed 90 Ukrainian drones over the sea, as well as a cruise missile. Moscow says its air defense systems took them down without causing casualties. The leaders of the US and Russia said they want to hold talks urgently to end the conflict sparked by Russia's offensive in Ukraine nearly 3 years ago. The US says it's prepared to deploy the army. The UK says it's prepared to deploy the army to Ukraine in a peacekeeping role if a deal is agreed to end the war. Cabinet Minister Wes Streeting says there's a lot at stake.
We have to secure a lasting peace and the security of Europe, including Britain's national security. And he's willing to commit, if necessary, British troops to a peacekeeping force to secure our own national security, Ukraine's security and European security at large.
And European leaders are meeting in Paris later to discuss the situation, while US officials travel to Saudi Arabia for talks with Moscow. It's unclear if Ukraine will take part. A recap of our lead story, the DA in eThekwini says it's asked the municipality for a status report on public transport project Go Durban. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.